Track 10, and this is our final round of news stories. Firstly, extra police patrols. Police have carried out more than 2,000 extra hours of foot patrols already this year in antisocial behaviour hotspots in Devon. The Home Office has provided Devon and Cornwall's Police and Crime Commissioner with £11 million, which Alison Hernandez is spending on extra police and street marshals to crack down on antisocial behaviour and serious violence. She said the increased presence of police officers works as a preventative measure to deter crime. More than 60 arrests have been made and 70 stop searches have resulted in 9 offensive weapons being confiscated, more than 30 drug seizures, more than 35 instances of stolen goods being recovered, and more than 30 occasions in which alcohol has been taken off people. The response to the summer influx of visitors will see extra daily patrols in key areas, including Newton Abbot.
Teen housing rewards bloomers. Green-fingered residents of teen housing have been recognised and celebrated as part of the Social Landlord's annual Teen Housing in Bloom Garden competition. Despite a wet start to the summer, residents were eager to take part in the competition, and the soggy judging day in July did little to dampen their enthusiasm. The three judges, including Anne Hext, an involved resident with teen housing, visited all the gardens entered by residents. Entries were awarded across three categories for individual, container and communal gardens, with points for design, quality and overall look. The winners were individual garden Pamela Swindale and Mark Woodyear Smith from Chudley, container garden Keith McLean from Newton Abbot, communal garden Bradley Court in Newton Abbot, with a special mention of Victor Gillingwater, who does most of the gardening. Each winner was presented with a cup engraved with their name, a certificate, and a £25 National Garden gift card. All entries received a certificate and packets of flower seeds. It's always wonderful to see the pride, creativity and effort that many of our residents put into keeping their gardens looking their best for the benefit of their own enjoyment and that of the local community and wildlife, said Alison North, Director of People and Technology at Teen Housing. I'd like to say a special thank you to all the entrants for their energy and efforts in creating such wonderful green spaces, she added.
A-level success is celebrated. Students across Teignbridge were ripping open envelopes last Thursday to find out how they had fared in this year's A-levels and Level 3 BTEC exams. Teen school student Maddie Gale achieved a place at Loughborough University to study chemistry, achieving A star in physics and maths and an A in chemistry. South Devon UTC student Holly Carnell received a BTEC distinction in health and social care and is going to the University of Plymouth to study nursing. At Coombshead Academy in Newton Abbot, students are moving on to a wide range of destinations from universities including Exeter, Gloucestershire, East London and Plymouth, starting apprenticeships or heading directly to full-time employment. At Newton Abbot College, there were scenes of jubilation as students received their results and confirmed they had achieved what they needed to progress to their future plans for university, apprenticeships and employment. The number of A star and A grades was nearly double last year, and all Newton Abbot College students that applied to university got into their first or second place. Teignmouth Community College celebrated its best set of A-level and Level 3 BTEC results since the pandemic. And Stover School sixth form pupils are celebrating a fantastic set of A-level and BTEC results, with over half of the papers in this non-selective cohort receiving grades A star to B. And this article is surrounded by a lot of very, very happy looking students.
A good news story. New scanning equipment is helping to improve patient care on the coronary care unit at Torbay Hospital after a generous donation of £8,500 from the hospital's League of Friends. The donation meant the unit could purchase a portable bladder ultrasound scanner for the ward, which is now being used to provide safe and reliable imagery. The scanner is a key diagnostic device which can help identify patients with acute urinary retention more quickly. The coronary care unit at Torbay Hospital treats patients who are admitted to hospital with serious heart conditions who often suffer from urine retention. Acute retention can be a medical emergency, and so early diagnosis and treatment is vital. Sam Ellery, ward manager, said, "We're very grateful to the League of Friends for this donation. The new scanner will make a huge difference to the way we work and will significantly improve the experience we're able to provide to our patients."
Entertainment galore at the show. Christo's show is very much the benchmark for local country shows, and visitors who flocked to the showground nestled in the heart of the Teen Valley last Saturday were treated to all manner of entertainment befitting such an event. The all-day event featured a produce show featuring immaculate floral displays and vegetables grown by green-fingered experts, parades of vintage tractors and cars, plus sheep judging classes, dog show, adrenaline-fueled terrier racing, and live music. On top of this, the annual horse showing classes and show jumping proved popular, as did duck herding in the main ring, courtesy of Chris Reed, Rod the dog, and a dozen Indian runner ducks from Come By. As always, from the Christo Show charity, it was the big winner, with proceeds from this year's event going to Hospice Care Devon. And there are several beautiful photographs here, including one of a pony who had joined the spectators watching the judging in the horse show ring.
Spectacular parade is Carnival finale. A spectacular community parade was the grand finale of this year's Dawlish Celebrates Carnival. The packed programme of events has been widely agreed to have been one of the best, with many congratulating the volunteers involved. Known as the Pinkies because of their distinctive pink T-shirts, their efforts have been applauded. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Lynn Goodman-Bradbury, who has been out of action following surgery, said, "Well done to the whole Carnival team for all your hard work." Her comments followed the hugely popular parade, which featured the stunningly colourful costumes of Rampage Mass in their last year of performing. The end of the week also included the popular duck race, and children were entertained by Titan the robot. Resident Joe Critch said the committee had once again done Dawlish proud. "Each and every one of the committee and their team of volunteers need a huge shout for what you have given the locals and our visitors during Carnival Week." And this article is again surrounded by some of the most beautiful costumes and people looking very happy.